when you want to be making money in your sleep, so to say, you have to put in the work on the front end so that you can enjoy that, right? It's not as easy as I'm going to upload this graphic, put my link and do nothing and then just post it and hope for the best. We need to be spending time on the titles and the descriptions to make sure that people can actually find these things.
Welcome to The Digital Dreamer, where we believe it's possible to escape the suffocating 9-to-5, achieve financial independence, have the freedom to do the things you love, and contribute to the greater good, all by being smart about digital marketing.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Digital Dreamer podcast. I'm Abby.
And I'm Kim.
And on today's episode, we are going to talk about ways that you can share your Amazon affiliate and Amazon influencer links. So if you've been wanting to join the Amazon influencer program, this episode is for you.
I think this is a great topic because you have done such a great job over the last year, especially of taking advantage of the Amazon influencer program and creating a lot of extra money, a lot of extra income for yourself. And so I think this is really, really good because anytime I talk to people about what you're doing, they're always so curious about, you know, just how to do it. Like, what are your secrets? So we're going to share some of those secrets.
And listen, I do want to be upfront and say that I feel like a lot of people, when they're talking about, oh, you can make a lot of money doing Amazon influencer and doing affiliate marketing. Yes, this is true. But I feel like a lot of people sell it as, oh, it's an easy way to make money. And in a way, sure. But there is a lot of work you have to do on the front end to be able to be to the point where it's like making money in your sleep. I feel like a lot of people sell it as, oh, you just, all you do is you just post the link and then you're rich. And it's like, that's not it necessarily. It is an amazing way to make money. And it's been a really great form of passive income for me. But there is a lot that you need to do up front. And I'm hoping that some of these tips and ways to share your links can help you get going with that.
I think that's a really great point because my feed is full of this type of Reel and TikTok right now. And I'm sure everybody else's are, you know, if you're in this field, I'm sure yours is too. And I think it's so misleading when people try to make you think that there's not a lot of work involved, that you can just flip the switch and have all this money rolling in. So I think that's a really good point.
So when it comes to the Amazon influencer program, there is a lot of ways that you can make money within the Amazon app itself, such as live streams and doing video reviews. But right now, today, we are going to talk about actually sharing those links elsewhere. So first and foremost, I'm sure everyone knows that one of the best ways to share these links is to promote them on your social media accounts. But we're going to go in more in depth because it's more than just, oh, I'm just going to put the link in my bio. There's more we have to do.
Okay.
So obviously, first and foremost, we want to have on our Instagram bio, Twitter, TikTok, whatever you're using, you want to have your link to your storefront easily accessible. And so for me, I have a link tree that has all of my important links in it, but I make sure that my Amazon storefront is very easy to find right at the top of the link tree. And then sometimes if I have just recently done a video that's very popular, I will go ahead and pin a link to that specific link for whatever the popular video or product is, or the idea list that has all of the things from the video in it. I will put that at the top of my link tree just to make sure it's easy, because you have to remember that people have short attention spans. People want things to be easy. I'm the same way. If I go and click on, if I'm looking for some things I saw real and I'm like, oh, you're right, I do need that. And I go to your link in bio and I can't immediately find it, I'm like, okay, I don't need it that bad. You don't have that much time to make sure somebody clicks on that link. So making sure that it's in your bio and it's easily found is great. Something that I did that I would say is what really helped me take off with using Amazon Influencer on my social media is that I created a series on Instagram Reels and TikTok, which honestly, at first, I did it on accident. I wasn't meaning to create a series. I was just making a video that was like things to wear to the Eras Tour, but then people loved it. So I made it into an entire series. And I made sure people knew that you could shop the items that I was showing in my videos in the link in my bio on my Amazon storefront. And I was getting a ton of traction to my storefront. And so I created this series because this is another thing, guys. When something goes well, when you have a video that goes viral or it does really well, you want to take a look at that video and say, okay, how can I recreate this again, but differently? So for example, for me, that was making a series. I had started with outfit ideas for the Eras tour, and then I started breaking them down into eras. And then I started doing outfits for pregnant Swifties, outfits for kid Swifties, accessories to wear, things you need to pack in your concert bag. So just things like that.
And the other cool thing about that was after a while, people realized it was a series. And then you had people reaching out asking, can you put together a reel with some ideas for my specific situation, like dads who go to the Eras concert?
But that is another. That's another thing that I think is true about creating content in general, is that after you do it for a while and people start to know what kinds of things you're known for, they will start telling you what they want to see. Your audience will start telling you. But as I created this series and I was sharing ideas, outfit ideas for the Eras tour, it not only got people to follow my links, but they were also following me, because they were going to my profile and being like, oh, she has more of these videos and she makes them all the time. So they were following me to make sure that they could stay updated. In these videos, it is so important to, if you're going to make a reel or a TikTok, it is really important to make sure people know that they can shop these items in the link in your bio, in your storefront, in your bio. And usually my general rule of thumb is I say it out loud during the video, I put it in text on the screen, and I put it in the caption. And honestly, if you want to, you could even go as far as to comment on the video and pin it to the top. Because I swear, sometimes I even do all these things and there are still people who are like, where can I find that? And I'm like, no offense, but did I not say it 5 times?
What? I know, no matter what, you know, people don't read.
So I'm like, but that's another thing. I'm like, you have to make it so obvious. So I like to say it in the video, like actually say it, put the text on the screen and put it in the caption that you can shop these items on my storefront. I've also noticed a lot of people recently are using ManyChat to send links directly to viewers, like to viewers in their DMs when they comment a keyword on the video. So people will say, comment shirt and I'll send you the link to your DM. This is just an automation they have set up with ManyChat or something similar, where you comment that keyword and it triggers an automation that they have set up to send that link to people's DMs. I know that this is becoming very popular, but I personally don't do this. I have a love-hate relationship with it because I think it makes your engagement way less authentic, because all of the comments are people saying shop or shirt or whatever. And there's not the nice comments where people are saying, oh, this is so cute or whatever. And I
totally agree, because I get so annoyed because on some of those types of posts, I like to go read the comments and see what the conversation is.
Me too. So
I feel like it takes away from that community building and especially with what you were doing with Taylor Swift. I mean, everybody's Swifties. They want to talk about Taylor Swift. They don't want to talk about, have a whole feed full of story, shirt, pants.
I agree. And on some of my videos, I honestly think that it was helpful for me because I would have people commenting on my videos being like, oh, yes, I bought that shirt. Actually, I tried it on. It's really good. I can vouch for that. So then you have these people in your comments that are also helping you sell this product, right? And so when all of your comments are just shop, 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 I'm not going to scroll through all those comments to find any regular ones. And then I also had an issue actually today where someone had a ManyChat automation set up on their thing, and I was commenting just to say, oh my gosh, this shirt is so cute. But the keyword wasn't shirt. It was like shop or something. I still got the DM in my DMs. And honestly, I like this person and I like their content, but I honestly was kind of taken aback because I was like, no offense, but I didn't ask for the link. I was giving you a compliment, but I don't need the link.
See, I personally, this is just a thing. I think we talked about this a little bit in the last episode. I personally don't love those automations and those programs because I think it takes away from, like I said before, the community, the authenticity of just the chit chat that goes on. But on the flip side, I know why people use it. It's to keep, because Instagram likes to keep people on the platform. And so if you're just all you're doing is commenting on a post or sending a message, you're still on the platform and you're still delaying that amount of time till you go somewhere else. On the other hand, you did all of yours and did very, very well by one-on-one authentic interaction. And I think until you're so big, such a mega star that you can't handle it anymore, that it's best to not go and not use the automations.
I know. Well, and I agree. And I actually have people even still who will just send me a DM and ask, oh, I can't find the link for this. Can you just, do you have it handy? Can you just send it to me? They'll be like, I remember you talking about this once. Do you have the link for that? And I'll just go grab the link and send it to them. Because right, sure, I have like 11,000 followers, but that's really not too much for me to be authentic and still responding to people. And it does not take very long. And honestly, I think that shows that I'm doing something correctly when people are remembering some random product I posted about forever ago. And they're like, where is the link to that? And so, yeah, I like that. But yeah, something about ManyChat, I'm not loving it just because I want to see the comments. And maybe that's just me. I mean, sure, it is very helpful for some things, but some of these people, I'm like, I'm fine. As long as your link in bio is set up fine, I can just go to that. Like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. That was, oh my God, all of this for tip number one. But number one was create a series on Instagram Reels, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, whatever sort of short form content you want to be creating. Prompt people to shop the items in your bio. Tip number two is Instagram has this great feature called broadcast channels, where basically it's like sending DMs to your followers who decide to join, except you're the only one who can talk. In a way, it's like, they can't talk back. But I think that this could be a really great way to share your affiliate links to relevant things. Or if you're someone who wants to share daily deals you find on relevant items, this could be a great place to just like once a day, you pop in there and you post the daily deals you found that you think your followers would like.
Now, how many broadcast channels do you have?
I just have the one right now. I have Swifty Chats.
Okay.
So, but broadcast channels are great because as we know, not everybody sees your stories. And I've actually been having a problem recently where I know my friends have posted a story recently and they don't show up at the beginning of my stories. They show up all the way at the end or whatever. And so we know in general, not everyone's going to see every single story you post. But when you give people the opportunity to opt into a broadcast channel, they get a notification if they have notifications turned on for it that you sent something. And so if they're really wanting to make sure that they get the links and the daily deals, this is a great option for that as well, I think.
And would you say it's best to create your broadcast channel around a theme?
I would say because you can have multiple broadcast channels, I would say it's probably best to, especially if you're going to be sharing things like daily deals. For example, I wouldn't want to share my daily deals links in the same broadcast channel as my Swifty chats. Because I don't necessarily think all of the people in the Swifty Chats broadcast channel want those links necessarily. Right. And so I think when you have them separate, you're not deterring people from joining the broadcast channel because they're like, I just want to hear about Taylor Swift or whatever. So because you can have multiple, I think that's probably best. And that's just my opinion right now. Like that could change. I don't know, like in the future. But as of right now, that's what I think.
That was my thought, too, is that you want it to be specific enough that they're getting what they expect. So it's not perceived as spam when you send them your links.
Yes. And I know some people have just a broadcast channel on their Instagram that's literally just for updates. So if you post a new blog post or a new YouTube video, you just share the link in there so that people just know what's going on with you. And that's also a great thing too. And you could probably share, like, just post, if you have a general updates type broadcast channel, you could share totally in there, like, just posted this reel, here's the link to shop that reel, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And similar to that, you can use stories to share relevant daily deals. Something I like to do is I like to make these curated guide type story graphics and then post. I'll upload that graphic to my Amazon storefront and make it a shoppable photo. And then I'll upload that same graphic to my Instagram story and then link the same photo, both places. So a curated thing like Eras Tour Party, and then everyone can see what's in the, you know, what they can shop when they click the link. Or I see a lot of people do, like, they'll make like a little collage with pictures of their recent purchases and then a link to shop those recent purchases. Or I see people do the daily deals on stories as well too. But I think stories is great. And the great thing about stories is that you can save all of those stories to a highlight.
Mm.
I see a lot of people, like for me right now, I just have one highlight that's just links. So people know they can click on that and it's all the links I've shared. Some people who share a lot of links, they'll have separate highlights like March links, April links, May links, because they share a lot and they want you to be able to like go to whatever video you were just looking at, see what month that was, and then you can go to the stories or whatever.
That makes sense.
But
because again, back to what you were saying, it's all about making sure that they can find the links that they're looking for.
Yes, because it does you no good if they cannot find the link. But yeah, so I would say stories are great because you can save them to your highlights. But yeah, I love to make curated lists and roundups and share the links on my stories. Let's move on from Instagram to YouTube. So this is actually something that I had been doing on YouTube for years when I was, you know, back in my vlogger era. I think it's before I even knew really what affiliate marketing was. I just saw other people doing it. And I wasn't, the funny thing is, I didn't know what affiliate marketing was. So I just thought when people had like things linked in their bios, they were just being nice and helpful. So I wasn't even sharing affiliate links. I was just like, here's the link to my camera on bestbuy.com in case you want it. And I wasn't making commission off of that. I just saw people doing that. And I was like, everyone does that. So I should do that too. But now I know that they were sharing affiliate links and they were making money. So something you can do on YouTube is to have a section in the description of your video that says something like shop this video. And so then if you have a shirt you're wearing or the jeans you're wearing or your cute coffee mug or even the camera you're filming with, you can link those, because a lot of times in the comments, people are going to ask about those things anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's good to just think ahead to what you think people are going to ask about and just go ahead and link them in the description. And then also on YouTube, you should definitely link your storefront with your other links on your channel. So like, when you can have your Instagram linked and your website linked and your Twitter linked, I guess Twitter is X. I'm sorry. I don't think I'll ever call it X. Anyway, Twitter. But you can have your storefront linked there as well. Just another place to find it. And then another way you could share these on YouTube is just, you could also create videos reviewing a few of your favorite recent purchases. Or I see people do all the time. They're like, products I loved in the month of March, or things I'm obsessed with this month, and they just do a video about that. I think those come across very well, because especially when I was in college and I didn't really know about affiliate marketing or whatever, I was just like, oh, this is fun. I want to see what you're obsessed with this month. And obviously they want you to buy it too, because they'll make money off of it. But I just have always thought those videos were fun. I'm like, I'm nosy. I want to see. So I think those on YouTube, those are great as well. Blog posts are another great place to share your Amazon links. So think about, are you a travel blog and you're about to go on a trip to London and you want to show off the outfits that you're packing or organization things that you are using to pack, or you just went to London and you're like, here are the things I wish I packed. And you, in your blog post, you can link all of these items that you talk about as well and make money anytime somebody purchases using your links. Another way on your blog would be to do monthly roundups, kind of like I've talked about on the stories with the recent purchases, or on the YouTube with recent favorite purchases or items I'm obsessed with, doing a monthly roundup of your favorites. Or doing, I like to do for each season on my blog, a bucket list, and then I'll describe all of the activities that I'm talking about. So if I'm talking about like on your bucket list, you could add, you could have go on a picnic and read a book in the park. I'll link my favorite picnic blanket and books that I think that you should read this spring, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people, I don't personally have this, but a lot of people, when they are very, they do a lot of Amazon influencer on their blog, they say that you should have a landing page on your website just for your Amazon influencer links. Just another easy way for people, if somebody wanted to just go shop all of your recommended products. Another way that you can share your links would be an email newsletter. This is another great way to share products you're loving, weekly, monthly, daily, to link products you talked about. Like, for example, if we talked about a product on the podcast and we're like, here's a product. If you missed it on the podcast, we talked about this. Here's the link. Do you have anything to add about email newsletters? I feel like you're good at email newsletters. So
no, I just think it makes sense to always be talking about either the products you're loving, like you said, or let's say you're a business that works with other businesses. We have affiliate programs for things like ChatGPT and Hello Audio and Kajabi, and I don't even know what else. We have a lot of them. And we could be putting those in our newsletter. And like you said, we could be putting those on a landing page. Here are our favorite business tools. So again, making people's lives easier, because that's what affiliate marketing is all about, is sharing things you love and doing it in a way that helps other people make those connections.
Yeah. And I think you can also, in your email newsletter, do like, in case you missed my most recent pieces of content, here's how you can shop the, here's links to those contents and then how you can shop them. And then another way that you can share your links, and something that I have found a lot of success with, is Pinterest. Especially because Pinterest is just so evergreen. And sometimes things that you don't think are going to blow up years later, months later. I'll have things that I posted it and it doesn't do well. And I'm like, wow, that was a bust. And then 4 months later, it's going viral. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm really glad I didn't delete that or something.
I think people kind of forget about Pinterest. And I think it can be one of the best uses of your time, because it's a search engine, which means it's going to stick around when people are looking. And people are on Pinterest when they're in the mood to buy. They're looking for a product, or they're looking for an idea, or they're looking for a project or a recipe. And this is perfect for affiliate marketing.
Yeah, people are on Pinterest when they are looking for something specifically and they want to do it now. Mm-hmm. Or if they don't want to do it now, they want to do it very soon and they're ready to go. So I love creating, again, these curated product graphics or themed product graphics. So a lot of what I do is I will find all of the products you need. I just think this is fun, which is why I do it. All of the products you need for a certain theme of bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. And then I make a graphic about that. And then you can go shop that graphic. And those for me do really well, especially because people are always throwing bachelorette parties.
Mm-hmm.
And people are always wanting to do something fun that other people aren't necessarily doing. So I like to share these curated or themed product graphics on Pinterest and put my link in there. But when you do this, you have to make sure that you are taking time to have good SEO in both the title and description so that people can find your content. You can't, it's not just as easy as, and this is why I was saying it's not easy. It's not hard necessarily, but it takes time. When you want to be making money in your sleep, so to say, you have to put in the work on the front end so that you can enjoy that, right? So It's not as easy as I'm going to upload this graphic, put my link and do nothing and then just post it and hope for the best. We need to be spending time on the titles and the descriptions to make sure that people can actually find these things.
Oh, I know. I think there's a lot of people that think that you are making money just by making little videos. And I said little in a condescending way. Little videos that are so cute, and they don't really realize all the strategy and thought that goes into it. And so that is a big piece of,
well, and
you can't expect to make money without putting in the work.
And even with the videos, making sure that your description has a lot of keywords and good hashtags that people are searching for, because TikTok or Instagram might push your video out at first, but if you have good keywords, remember Instagram and TikTok are their own search engines now. If you have good keywords in your description, anytime someone looks that up, your video is going to pop up. So it's the same with the videos, making sure that you spend time making sure there's keywords in all of these descriptions. And then lastly, Facebook groups. If you want to create a Facebook group where you share helpful products and daily deals, I know there's always people looking on Facebook to join groups for daily deals, but I would say also, if you have something super niche that you're sharing deals for or you're sharing products for, people are always looking for that too. For example, if you are a mom and you want to share helpful baby products or mom products or whatever, even niching down in that on Facebook, I think could be really, really good for you.
Yeah. And then I have 1/2 more ideas that we didn't have on this original list. And I think it's a really fun way to do it. If you offer a course, let's say we're offering a course on how to become an affiliate marketer. And in that course, we are giving tips about what kind of camera and lights to buy and microphones and all of those things. You can put your affiliate links right in your course, as long as you're letting people know that they are affiliate links. And then also, if you have an ebook, maybe your ebook is your lead magnet. Within that ebook, you can also have affiliate links to helpful products or things that people can buy that go along with the topic that you were talking about. And then again, let them know that it's an affiliate link, because it's illegal not to disclose that.
Yes.
But let them know it's an affiliate link. And then your freebie is making you money. And hopefully that lead magnet also gets them into a higher level program or sells a higher level product for you ultimately.
I love those. So going off of what you said about you have to disclose that was actually my thing I was going to say next. Things to remember, guys, this is important. So please do not skip over this part. You have to disclose that it is an affiliate link or that you earn commission when you post these things. So I took this from Amazon Influencer. Even try adding something like hashtag ad or hashtag commission earned. On my stories, I always put at the bottom affiliate link. I always also put in my reels hashtag Amazon Influencer if it's something that I'm going to earn commission from. You can also just put a little note that says, for the consumer, I may earn a small commission when you purchase using my links at no extra cost to you. That's usually a really easy way to say it. I may earn money when you make a purchase using my links at no extra cost to you, just so that they know it's not costing them money.
And I don't think that people get scared about that anymore. It's common enough that people know what affiliate marketing is. So it's not like it needs to be this big secret or something shady, because it's not. You're just letting them know.
But Amazon says that you can do hashtag ad, hashtag commission earned, hashtag Amazon influencer, hashtag affiliate link. But the key here is you cannot be hiding this within your stack of hashtags. If you're going to have 10 hashtags or whatever at the end of your video, I would say put this separately from those, because you don't want the government or whatever to think that you're being shady and trying to hide it, even though it's probably not what you're trying to do. The point is, you're supposed to make it clear.
And I think a lot of people don't avoid it to be shady. They don't do it because nobody has taught them. So
yes,
I have been taught.
And then another thing is, any site or anywhere that you are posting your affiliate links, you will need to update this in your Amazon affiliate account to show that you post your links on those sites. So to do this, you go to your Amazon Associates account, then to edit your website, mobile app, sorry. Then you go to the section that's edit your website, mobile app, and Alexa skill set. That's the whole thing. So you click that. And then you can add any websites with your social media handle that you post your links on. And I think that's just because they want to know where you're posting. It is in the guidelines. You are supposed to update that with all of where you post your links. So just think about that. Let's say you have an Instagram account and you already have that in there, but you make a new TikTok account, don't forget to go put your TikTok account in there. So that's all. Those are my two little things to remember.
Yeah, I love that. So if people want to learn more, if you want help with affiliate marketing, influencer marketing, Amazon influencer marketing, any of this, go visit our website and you can learn how to have us help you, whether it's a course or coaching. If you go to irisdigitalmediagroup.com/store or just click the work with us link at the top of our website, it will show you all of the things that we can help you with. And we even recently added a little section called Pick Our Brains. So if you just want like a little mini hour consulting session, sign up for that, talk to us, and we'll get you started.
Yes, I'm very excited. I hope this helped. And I hope all of you, whether you are starting your Amazon influencer / affiliate marketing journey or you're already on it, I hope that these tips helped. And I hope you guys make a lot of money. I don't know. Like, I hope you guys get rich. Seriously.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys like this episode, and we will see you next time on The Digital Dreamer.